The Giants over the Rockies 3-0. They sweep this series, and quite an achievement at any time. Although I think the Giants did something similar against the Rockies last year. Remember, the Giants last year, they were, 15-4 against the Rockies and had great success against them, even in this ballpark. But this is a different Giants team. But to come in here, and this Rockies team without some of their best hitters, but nonetheless, the Giants, the pitching staff was just great. They did give up 7 runs and 16 hits the first night. The last 3 games, Giants pitchers allowed 4 runs, and 2 of those 3 games were bullpen games. The Giants' bullpen went the whole 9 Tuesday night and limited the Rockies to 3 runs total, and they went 9 again here today and gave up no runs. So that's pretty good work at Coors Field for a bullpen and a beleaguered bullpen at that to go 18 innings in just those 2 games and allow only 3 runs total. But they also went 3 2/3 last night, giving up 1 run. And the bullpen went 5 2/3 and gave up only 1 unearned run in the Monday game. So the bullpen really showing up big time. Jarrell Cotton ends up getting credit for the win in this game with 2 2/3 strong innings. The official score, it was his judgment as to who should get credit for the win because the starting pitcher did not go at least 5 innings, which in this day of the openers, maybe that rule is a little passe now. But anyway, for the Giants, what a performance by the bullpen. Dave Fleming and Sean Estes have arrived in the booth. And I've only been on for the last minute and a half just talking about the bullpen and what they've done here in this series and how 2 of those wins were 9 innings of bullpen. And, man, it's just incredible to do that at Coors Field.
It really is. And, you know, Dave and I talked about it over on the TV side at the end is just – you know, this is a place where usually your bullpen implodes, especially the more they're exposed here, the worse it gets. And they just continue to get – they were better and better every time we saw them. And this Rocky lineup, I mean, they saw the same guy a few times, and they weren't able to do anything with them. But I think with what you have to do coming out of the bullpen here is you have to throw strikes. You cannot allow – you can't come into games and walk guys and get behind in counts because that's when – no matter what kind of offense – the Rockies team is featuring. They've only been shut out 1 time at home this year. They're going to score runs when you don't stay ahead in the work ahead and throw strikes. And that's what stood out about this bullpen is that they came into games and they filled up the strike zone. They got ahead. They put the hitters on the defensive. There was only a total of 6 walks in the whole series, or five walks in the whole series, and only one of them came across to score. So. Just a tremendous job of making pitches with runners in scoring position, especially, and because you're going to get traffic on the bases. I mean, they stranded in 3 consecutive innings today. They stranded a leadoff single, a leadoff double, and a leadoff double. Those doubles always scored when they lead off. They always score in this ballpark, but they were able to make those pitches to finish it. And then we got to see
each inning ended
Jarrell Cotton
on a double play.
And that those are big in this ballpark too, is getting double plays. You have to always pitch for that. You're always 1 out away from getting 2 outs. That was my mantra pitching in this ballpark because you're going to walk guys. You're going to give up hits, but you have to be able to keep the ball on the ground and get that double play, and they were able to do that as well.
If you come here to Coors and play 4 games and your bullpen gives up 4 runs, you walk out of here going, man, what a great series for the bullpen. They pitched 75% of the innings in the 4 games. They pitched almost the whole series and gave up 4 runs. So they really were the story in so many ways. And look, the Rockies are not a great offensive team right now. They're shorthanded and have struggled at offense. You come here and pitch like this, you get a lot of credit for it. Great week.
Spectacular. Yeah. And if in doubt, hit it somewhere within 20 feet of Crawford.
That's one of – Look, he's had so many great plays over the years. He hadn't had many greater than that. That was an incredible play.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I can't wait to ask him where that ranks. Because I guarantee you he'll tell you the degree of difficulty on that play is second to none. I mean, just from everything you have to do, get the read off the bat, the dive, the catch, the get up, and like all in one motion, he dove It was almost like he was already throwing the baseball the second before he even hit the ground. You know, it was like that quick.
Matrix play.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And yeah, I don't care what anybody says about his defense. The eye test tells me he's still pretty darn good at shortstop.
Just a really nice series. We'll pick players right after this. All right, post-game wrap part two. It's getaway day, so we'll just pick some players and let John do the highlights, let DC pack up, and we'll head to Arizona. Sean, you want to pick a player first?
Yeah, I'll go with I'd like to pick the whole bullpen, but you can't do that. I'm going to go with one of the guys out of the bullpen today. The guy we saw for the first time is Jarrell Cotton. Came in and did a nice job. Pitched 2 2/3 innings yep. today. So he had the majority of the innings out of the bullpen. So I'm going to give it to him because they all threw scoreless innings, but he threw the most scoreless of them all.
Representative of the body of work. Good pick, Jarrell Cotton. Yeah,
got the win, too.
John, would you like to take somebody?
All right. Well, I'm going with Mike Yastrzemski. He doubled in the first inning, and later on, Peterson knocked him in, and then he homered off the facing of the second deck in the sixth inning. And it was more of the same because he was swinging the bat like that in all of the games that he played in this series. And this was not one that stands out, but what stands out was the defensive play he made in the sixth inning. It looked like a hit. I thought it was a hit. Charlie Blackman thought it was a hit. He just kept on running, and that turned into one of those inning-ending double plays. The Giants had three straight innings where they had the inning-ending double play there. In key moments. I thought that was another key play of the day. So great day all the way around for Yaz.
Really great day for him. And he needs it. It's been a rough second half for Yaz, so I hope he's feeling good about this one.
If he only didn't have to leave.
Yeah, he loves Coors Field. He does. Good pick. We talked about Crawford. I'm taking Brandon. And just to emphasize, I know that it was a spectacular play, just a truly almost unbelievable play. But the situation, too, it was 3-0, and the first guy reaches base, and Scott Alexander's struggling a little bit with his command, and then that ball gets hit. And if Crawford can't make that play, it's first and second, nobody out. And you got a pitcher who's maybe looking a little more vulnerable than we've seen him lately, and instead you get the out, and then a couple moments later you turn a double play, and the whole thing is over. So the timing of that play, plus he got a hit, drew a walk, but that one defensive play deserves recognition. So I'm going with Crawford.
Yeah. Good pick. I love good defense when as a pitcher, you love those guys behind you getting dirty, making plays.
I think even one of the plays where he didn't start a double play, I thought that he had that all calculated, that at Coors you can't risk a bad hop and boot a ball and not get anybody out. So he just laid back, made sure he got the true hop, and got the force out at second base. So that was in an earlier inning. But I just thought everything he did was just superb today. He was the captain of the infield and the glue for the whole thing. So on a shutout day for the bullpen.
Complimentary ball. Complimentary baseball.
Yeah.
Pitching, throw strikes, let your defense make those plays. It's a pretty good formula.
They had five strikeouts the whole day.
So. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard to shut this team out without a bunch of strikeouts in this part. Okay, what's on deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers? Well, the Giants are going to Arizona. It might be Tommy Henry tomorrow. Merrill Kelly's going to go game two. But the big news for the Giants is Carlos Rodon. They bought him a couple extra days. They sweep the series here in Denver anyway. Should be feeling good enough to go tomorrow. Start game one in the desert.
Can't wait to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch him. I mean, he's got three starts left, I think. That's the plan if everything goes well with the blister and the fingernail. So, yeah, I'd like to see him. I mean, just for fun, see him win the strikeout title, be the strikeout king.
I think he'd like to do that.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm into it.
He's had an incredible year leading into his free agency. It's hard to do better than he when you have, you know, the chance for a huge contract, life-changing contract, and he could finish it off with an exclamation point these last couple times. Carlos Rodon tomorrow against the D-backs. What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Oh, no. What did I read the full thing? Or Okay. What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. I started to read the first part of it all over again. Oh, wait a minute. What am I doing? It's too much altitude. Yeah. I bet I got to get out of Denver.
So, Dave, I thought this wasn't your first rodeo, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, apparently it was. Yeah, saddle me up. Anyway, we're going to Arizona. I know that. John will have highlights right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.